This is Ken Barron. I'm with the NABWMT, and I want to talk today on this podcast about the business of monitoring you. As the media co-chair, I have the assignment to look at our online and print presence. I report to the members and allies of the National Association of Black and White Men Together on what is new in our newsletters and in emails and in Facebook. I have to say I've been amazed at the dedication of our in-house Facebook monitors who act as a gateway to this portal with the rules to enforce our statement of purpose. They're all volunteers, and I wish them luck on that one. It's a tough job. If one looks at the news and trends, one cannot but think that business online is making mistakes and overreaching in terms of privacy. This occurs more often in private industry and in government. It seems like if you are online and not paying for a product, you are the product. At the NA, we have carefully crafted, some say with blood and tears, our reputation for trust in fighting issues of homophobia and racism. We have, as of this writing, 13,043 members on our Facebook group, which comes with the responsibility of providing oversight. And since your future could be molded, we have a deep concern and requirement for redefining our social efforts. When we are online, we are providing our private experience as the raw material and brokering predictions of what you are going to do. And these concepts have caught the attention and provoked legal action, such as the new European Privacy Law, GDPR, and there is a feeling that our privacy and freedom are commodities. It's not just that we readily give up our emails, but we can unwittingly be steered to products and ideas in the future. And we may have generated an inaccurate profile online. So, we have surrendered our privacy to convenience. Yes, I have to confess, I do use Alexa, and I wonder if it's safe. It's difficult to know. And we struggle with real-world needs, like healthcare and a better judicial system. And as a result, we sometimes feel hopeless. We need to change and get to a place where we are willing to say no. Consumer marketing corporations no longer have relationships with their customers and instead are dependent on data-intensive digital operations to represent customers or consumers. Therefore, we must protect and preserve our relationships with our members and allies. This can be hard, but we can start. Here are some ideas we can follow. Number one, we can survey our online contributors, ask the above concepts and ideas and fears that they have. Number two, we can highlight individuals or groups facing particular risks to their personal safety. We already do that, and we should redouble our efforts. Number three, we should document human rights and privacy concerns online. Number four, we should determine how our readers may become motivated to seek out and adopt activist campaigns. The demographics and history of our group give us hope that we can be trusted to succeed. If you want to read further on this concept of what's been called as surveillance capitalism, then just Google Shoshana Zuboff. Shoshana Zuboff. She seems to be the expert on this. This is Ken Barron from the National Association of Black and White Men Together signing off. Please listen to our podcasts or go to our main site, nabwmt.org, or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Of course, we always appreciate your comment and your support for our organization. Thank you.